You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
There's the yay in voting yay or nay. And then there is the celebratory yay.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. And here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Yay, it's Anne.
Good morning, Rebecca. What a great way to be greeted.
So this question actually comes from our listener, Annette, who gave us our question last week about woe. Annette had asked about the different spellings of woe. Now Annette wants to know about the different spellings of yay. What do you think, Anne?
I really appreciated Annette writing in about this because I have thought about this as a texter. And my own realization that when I was sending a text to celebrate, when someone sent me some good news or something like that, I would text back Y-E-A-H exclamation mark or maybe two exclamation marks. Now, Rebecca, if you got that text from me, how would you read it?
Well, I would read it as, yeah, still excited, but you're not saying yay. You're saying yeah.
I know. And what I meant to be saying was yay. And I don't remember what made me realize this, but I realized that other people were reading yeah, not yay, and I changed my spelling to Y-A-Y. And at this point, many usage guides seem to be in agreement that yay, as the celebratory exclamation, is spelled Y-A-Y, that Y-E-A, yay, is the affirmative voting, as in voting yay or nay, or I don't know, Rebecca, let's imagine we have 14 yays and 3 nays. And then yeah, Y-E-A-H, is the more casual form of yes. Yay, Y-E-A, as a form of yes, is by far the oldest. This one goes back to Old English. The Y-A-Y, celebratory yay, seems to go back at least to the beginning of the 20th century. And the informal yeah, we can find that back to the middle of the 19th century. Now, these are really hard to search for because when you find a Y-A-Y or a Y-E-A, trying to figure out, is that a yes or a celebratory yay? It can be hard to figure out. Ben Zimmer, the columnist who has written for the Wall Street Journal and other places, did a search where he was trying to find yay near hooray as a way to know that it was celebratory. Now, Rebecca, did you ever get the advice that you should be careful with yeah because it is informal?
I don't know if anybody ever explicitly gave me that advice, but given the tone with which I sometimes use yeah, I can kind of see why it might be better to say yes in some situations.
And when I was growing up, I got that advice that in formal situations, I should say yes, not yeah. Then, Rebecca, what about yeah, yeah, yeah?
So that makes me think of 13-year-old me responding to my mom saying, hey, are you ever going to unload the dishwasher? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love the frustration and dismissal in that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we have, yeah, right.
Oh, that one even sounds grumpier, you know? Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah, right. That's not going to happen. That's not likely. And with this one, I thought we should end with a joke that circulates. It lands in my inbox every few months. Now, this joke does have a piece of misinformation about double negatives that I will point out, but here we go. An MIT linguistics professor was lecturing his class the other day. In English, he said, a double negative forms a positive. That's where I have to do the aside. That's not true. But anyway. However, in some languages, such as Russian, a double negative remains a negative. But there isn't a single language, not one, in which a double positive can express a negative. A voice from the back of the room piped up, yeah, right.
I love that. And there's nothing witty I can say here that is going to top that. So I'm just going to say thanks so much, Anne.
Yay, so fun to get to talk with you.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.